Tonight's shiur, Simen Reish Nun. Simen Reish Nun Hachonas Hasudos L'Shabbos. Preparing the meals for Shabbos. Seif Aleph. Yashkim Baboiker B'yom Shishi L'Hachin Tzorchei Shabbos. One should rise early Friday morning in order to have extra time to prepare for the Shabbos needs. V'afilu yesh lo kama avod l'mashasho. Even if he has many people who work for him, servants will serve him, take care of him, work for him. He should still strive to prepare himself something that they'll need for Shabbos in order to give honor to Shabbos. Rav Chisda would dice the vegetables erev Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef would chop wood. Reb Zeira, Haymadaka Eish, Reb Zeira would light the candles, the flames. Reb Nachman, Haymasakin Habayis, Umachnas Kel Matzvich Mashabis, Mefana Kleachor. And if Nachman would help prepare the house, taking out those things that you don't need on Shabbos and bring in those things you do need on Shabbos. Umehel Yilmod Kol Adam, from them, everyone should learn. For Lo Yom, and no one should say, Lo Efkam Kavodi, I cannot diminish my honor, it's beneath my dignity. This is his dignity. This is his honor. Shemechaber Shabbos, that he gives honor to Shabbos. The more as v'yesh lahashkes hasakin be'erev Shabbos, one should sharpen his knife erev Shabbos. Kizeh mikvod Shabbos, that's also giving honor to Shabbos. Shemechen atzma la'achila, that is preparing himself for the meal. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph. Yashkin baboike v'chula, one should get up early on Friday to prepare the needs for Shabbos. Tchsiv, the pasuk says, "V'hayav yom hashishi ve'achinu seshay yaviu v'goymer." Then it comes yom hashishi, you prepare that which you need, and so on. Hachana dumi dehavo. So the hachana, the preparation, is like bringing them on. V'avo samon halohoysal alta baboker. They brought the money into the house early in the morning. Tchsiv v'yilkatu oso baboker baboker. They would collect it in the morning. Af hachana al Shabbos tia miyad baboker. So too, the preparations for Shabbos should take place right away in the morning. V'hayinu miyad achar kriyas shma tefillah, meaning right after you daven shacharis, kriyas shma shmoneh esrei. Ach im huwa gelumur achar tefillah eiz ashir katsuv. Now let's say he has a set learning time every day after shacharis. Oh, shaloi min imrabim, or maybe he's learning with a tzibur. Al yivat lenu, he should not stop that seder learning because of Shabbos preparations, and because of Besov Simen Reish Aleph, as is written at the end of Simen Reish Aleph. Fem derech hamokam ohu lemkor baboker leimzo leknois achar limudon. Now, if the norm of that place, what's common in that place is that they sell in the markets in the morning things that people need, the food items are sold early in the morning, and he won't find anything to buy if he waits till after he learns to go to the market. In such a case, lo yikba limudo el achar kniyah. He should not sit down and have his set learning until after he made his Shabbos purchases. So if he's in a place, if the norm in that place is that the foods, items that they sell for Shabbos will be sold out early in the morning, he has to go early in the morning to buy. He can't wait till after he learns. And if it's common to sell in the morning even before they go to daven, he won't find what to purchase after davening. Yiknav achach hispal, then he could go and make his purchases and then go to daven. Ach yira likos kriyishma, but he should make sure to say shma, kimet shvar higiyas mana, since its time has come. Veinze b'chama sh'om, this is not included in what Chazal say, also lasas chafatsa v'chonish hispal, one cannot be engaged in his needs before davening. Shezoi chetzi shemayim, because this is not his personal need, this is chetzi shemayim, and therefore it's permitted. Here, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can go before davening to make purchases for Shabbos if they won't have what you need to buy when davening is over. Elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you can always go erev Shabbos to buy for Shabbos before davening without dealing with the fact whether or not it will be available later, even though on a normal day you do not shop before Shacharis, but for the covered Shabbos, you're allowed to shop beforehand. He writes this in Simen Pei Tes, in Hilchos Tefillah, that since it's Chefzei Shemayim, so even if they will be available later on, it doesn't make a difference. You can go and make the purchase before davening. Sifkan Beis, Beyom Shishi. person should get up early Friday morning. That's better than making your purchases on Thursday. It's more noticeable that you're doing it on a Shabbos when you buy it on Friday. Unless you're buying something which takes a lot of preparation, you're buying meat that you still have to salt and so on, then you should buy it on Thursday. But if the meat they sell on Thursday is not high quality, and there's the possibility that he may find better meat, higher quality, fatty meat on Friday, then he should wait till Friday. It makes sense that on the short days, the short Fridays, whatever you can do in advance and buy on Thursday and prepare on Thursday, odif is better. It's a good thing whenever you make these purchases to say, Zahu l'chvoid Shabbos. This is to honor Shabbos. When you say something, it makes a big difference when it comes to matters of Kedusha. And even though he prepares early in the morning, it's a mitzvah for him to add in the afternoon, and the hint to this is, Shenemar says, meaning, you should prepare a second time. So in the afternoon, he should also make hachanas. Ksiv b'Torah, it says in the Torah, Zochoros yom Shabbos akatsho. You should remember the day of Shabbos and make it holy. V'dorsha b'sham, b'sham I learned, shtei zoicho me'echad b'Shabbos, you should remember Shabbos from Sunday. Nizdan l'chachelik yofeh, when you find in the store a nice portion, tehei meksaknoi l'Shabbos. You should prepare it for Shabbos. V'amal shamei hazaken, they would say on shamei hazaken, shkoy yomav v'yo'ich l'chod Shabbos. Every day, his eating was for covered Shabbos. What does that mean? He would find a nice animal. He would say, this is a Shabbos, and he'd buy it. Then he'd find a nicer one. He'll eat the first, and then set aside the second for Shabbos. So now, the fact that he ate the first was to make sure the nicer one is for Shabbos. So even the eating of the first is covered Shabbos. But when it came to Hil HaZaken, he had a different practice. He would say, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, Yam Moslonu Tzarkenu. The Rebbeinu Hashem will provide every day what I need for that day. Many Poskim agree. Shigam Hil Moida, Shekadivi Beishamai Adifat Fei. That even Hil would agree that the way Beishamai did was better. But he had full faith in Hashem. Shabbat Yazmal Shabbos Mani Yofim Mishah Yomim. That I'll certainly find for Shabbos a nicer portion than he would have found on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And in order to strengthen his bitachon, that's what he would do. He wouldn't buy on Sunday and Monday for Shabbos. He'd wait till the end of the week. But for everyone else, who doesn't have such a strong bitachon, even he would agree that it's better to be like Shammai. Upshita, the darvish in a shchichlik, no, it's not, it's obvious. So when you have something which is rare to find, if you find something early in the week and it won't get damaged or spoiled by the end of the week, you should get it early in the week and set it aside for Shabbos. Mitzvah lit'oim ikol taf shel be'er Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to taste from the foods you cook for Shabbos on Friday. To make sure they're properly prepared, properly spiced, and so on. So you taste it to make sure that it's fine the way it is, and you have to add something, add something. If you look in Sefer Shulchan Shlom, to taste from the various foods on Shabbos itself is certainly a mitzvah. And the remez for this is Toamer Chayim Zachu. Those who taste from it will merit Chayim. Sivkotin Gimel. Lahachin Ba'atzmoy V'chulo. Person should strive to be involved personally in Shabbos preparations. The mitzvah kibbutz Shabbos mutal kol adam. The mitzvah of kibbutz Shabbos is something that everyone is obligated in. Kedichsev, like it says, v'karos v'Shabbos einig l'kdeish Hashem mechubot. You should call Shabbos, make sure Shabbos is a day of einig, make sure the kodesh Hashem day of Shabbos is mechubot, is honored. U'mitzvah boy yeser mi'bishlucho. And it's a bigger mitzvah, if he does it himself, then send someone else to do it. And this is true of all mitzvahs. Mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho. It's better that he does it himself and sends someone else to do it for him. I am Be'er Locha, look in the Be'er Halocha. Be'er Locha's discussion, the Ram's Lashon is Chayev. The Chab's Lashon is Yeshtadel. So is it really a Chiyev? It's not really a Chiyev. And he says that it's not a Chov Gomer, but it's Ke'en a Chiyev. The Sharatzin has a question like the Sharatzin and Tess. Why we say Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho, lots of times we say that Yeshurim Avato, someone else can do it. Sharatzi and Tess, V'nir lo shayach v'zaloyim a mitzvah shiuchal asa de'ayde echerim, eim aval ha-talmud afil es mamuot. We don't say in this case of preparing for Shabbos that any mitzvah that someone else can do, I'm not going to stop my learning, even for a short period of time. V'hacha ha-lo yochal asa de'ishlucho. Over here, a shiach could do it. The other who mishu achal, God, it's even better than stam a person, it's a shliach. So why do I have to stop my learning to help prepare for Shabbos if someone else can do it? Efshrei de'acherim, why should I stop learning? Yeshloim asher sharatzin answers, the dafka mitzvah shemu tells al gufo, when the mitzvah is not an obligation upon him personally, kigon sheyafzik be'emsa halimu leilich ligmol chesed emeza odu welkom sha'acher yochal aso yisimah tovehi. For instance, you're learning, and you're going to interrupt your learning to do a chesed for someone, somewhere else, and someone else can do the chesed. You don't have to do it. Someone else can do it. So then we say, don't interrupt your learning. Let someone else do it. When it comes to Kavod Shabbos, this is your responsibility. Therefore, we say, don't give it over to someone else to do, but you should do it yourself. And the second test, maybe Kavod Shabbos is different. It's more chashev. But the partial answer is, when it's not your personal mitzvah, you could say, if someone else can do it, let them do it. If it's my personal mitzvah, so then we don't say, let someone else do it, it's my personal mitzvah, then I have to do it myself. And mitzvah bo, yosem mishlucham. Kosva svarim, the svarim right, yahar b'tshuva yifashvesh b'maisa b'cholev Shabbos. A person should think thoughts of tshuva and introspect and think about his deeds erev Shabbos. Ki Shabbos mikri kala malkasa. Because Shabbos is called the kala, the malka, the queen. It's as if he's coming to receive the guest, the melech, yisparach shemo, the king. And it's not proper to receive the melech, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he's dressed in the filthy clothing of his sins. One should clean out spider webs from the house on Erev Shabbos, and as far as Shabbos itself is concerned, B'Shabbos Atzma, Tila David says, B'Shem, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it's also to take off Kozim Moksa. V'kol shkei shetzerech l'chavad b'ayis me'avok v'ofim b'yom, and certainly one should clean out the house from dust and dirt before Shabbos starts. V'zeh ha'kol b'chlal kavod Shabbos. That's all part of kavod Shabbos. V'damid dayet v'kili yavori lovli his achsei melech b'osim v'dom. He has to imagine in his mind as if a flesh and blood king is coming to his house to stay. How careful he'll scrub the house and set the table and the chairs and the beds. For Kolshkin Shabbos Malka, certainly, how much more so for the Shabbos Malka. From the Amoroyim who were engaged in preparation for Shabbos, we should all learn. No matter how important the person is, ubefrat biyom hakatzarim, especially on the short days. When we kolshken kishavur shekvar husamach Shabbos, especially when he sees it's close to Shabbos, shows umuchui lasim kol koicha. Then he has to really work with all his energy. For easy anshi ma'isig doli Torah, I saw people of deeds, people great in Torah, scholarship. Shemechabdin abayis ma'atzmon, they would clean the house themselves biyom hakatzarim on the short Fridays, kadei shal yischal Shabbos to prevent chol Shabbos. This is an absolute obligation on all people. What difference does it make if he doesn't have someone to prepare or the shliach doesn't have time? The bottom line is, it's got to get done and it shouldn't get done on Shabbos. So if he has no one to do it, he's got to do it himself. And as a shliach who won't get it done in time, he's got to do it himself. Sifkan hey, kizehu v'chulut. Sharpening a knife is also part of Kavod Shabbos. Ubisifri, in the Sifri, Masmich La'akwa, V'yadati Kishom Olecha, that you should know that the Sholem in your oil. This refers to when the pasuk Yidatik Shalom Alecha refers to sharpening a knife. If the blade of the knife is dull, this could cause machlekes chas v'shalom. So sharpening a knife is also part of Kavod Shabbos, and it prevents a breach in Shalom Bais. So if Beis Yarbe Bevaser V'Yayin U'Migdanos Kefi Yecholto, a person should increase the amount of meat and wine and delicacies within his means to give Kavod for Shabbos. Mr. Burr Sivkot Vav Kefi Yecholto within his means. Ayin La'Elbas in Reishman Beis. Look back on Reishman Beis. Some of the schoyes have a different siman here. I think they wrote Meshem Hey. It's the Torah. It's Reishman Beis. Shamavoya Kalapratam Bezeh. There, all the details are explained.